Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in this morning, and we have a very special guest today. But first, let us read Psalm 136, 1 through 9, and it reads, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I've read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Heavenly Father. We ask that as we go about our way, would you continue to cover us and help us, Heavenly Father, to allow our lights to shine so that individuals can see you and so that individuals can magnify who you are. We ask that we continue to be examples, Lord, and continue to be just great stewards of your word, Lord. We ask would this ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask would you continue to bless the guests, bless those who are listening, and those who will listen, Lord. We thank you for the privilege. We thank you for the opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. And without further ado, I would like to introduce someone to you guys. We have a PR, which is a promoter, an expert, a public relations guru on the line. She is excellent in marketing, branding, working with individuals with public relations. She's worked with many different names that we hear on television and entertainment. And so without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Ms. Tracy Anderson. Ms. Anderson, how are you doing this morning?
I am blessed. How are you?
Great. Thank you for asking. Now, Ms. Anderson, do you mind if I asked you a few questions concerning your task of branding and PR and public relations?
Not at all.
All right. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself, Ms. Anderson?
Yes. Well, I am an entrepreneur at heart. I love people. I love helping people out, getting things moving, and I can't stay still. Okay, I'm an inventor. I started off being a florist at the age of 17.
Wow.
Oof, I'm an artist. I have a lot of things under my belt. And I just can't keep still, you know. Now, what made me come into being a publicist was because I've seen a lot of people that have talent and they have a craft and they want to get it out. So I said, you know what? I know how to do this. I did it for myself. And I was working with a company that is well known. And I branched off. And I said, you know what? Let me start going after those who want to be seen, who wants to have access to the same thing that these big-time artists have. And I can get them there, you know, all the way from the mom-and-pop store to the big-name companies. I can do that for you. So I just went ahead, and of course I prayed about it first because God knows.
Right, exactly.
And I just moved on it, and he said, yeah, go ahead because you have the skill. You have walked with to breathe and go ahead and move. And that's what I did. So I'm Tracy. I'm a helper. I'm a giver. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm an envisionary. I'm a businesswoman to the core. So that's me.
Excellent. What an introduction. Wow, that is good. Okay. Now, can you tell us a little bit about your media company and the great individuals you have worked with in the past and the present?
Okay. Well, I named my company Triple Access Media Relations is because you have three publications that you can use to get your name and your brand and your company out there and your talent out there. So it's TV, radio, and magazines, any type of publication that will get you out there. And those are the main three strong ones that we all know. So I develop relationships with Essence and Vibe and Gospel Networks. And I just said, you know what, since I can do that, you know, and I've been working with great individuals. For instance, you know, for example, I was working with Dionne Warwick, Mr. Matthew Knowles, Mr. Eric Nolan from the OJs, a very, very talented designer, Tamil Robinson, and Augustine Fernandez. You know, I have worked with greats, Katrina Walker, Easy Mo B. So I basically know the ropes and know how to get you there, you know. So those are all Triple Access, and everyone that I've dealt with has been exposed to great outlets to getting their brand and their music and what they want to do and what they have been developing over the years out. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Now, can you give us a little example of how you work with these individuals? What type of marketing and branding do you do?
Well, we basically, it's how they want to target their audience, okay? So we engage with the audience. We build stronger, like, long-term relationships. Now, the short-term are just basically getting started. You know, you have this new song that you want to, you know, you want to put your stamp on it, but how do you keep that? So we build relationships. What we do is we position you in the marketplace where you can deliver your message at the right time and throughout the right channels, and knowing your branding is not, now, branding is not just your logo or the jingle,
right,
or the slogan or that song. It's the heart of your talent, the heart of what you're feeling, the heart of your craft, the heart of your organization. You know, it's how everyone thinks of you, you know?
Right.
And know your distinguished identity with what you're trying to put out there. You know, feel what you're putting out there. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we brand our artists and our authors and our designers. You know, we build the business and we develop strategies and growth and prepare to plan, you know, with matching with your expectations, and we just go in, you know? So we have a creative edge, and we just help develop, you know, and bring awareness to what you're doing. And why we're doing that, we create long-term relationships with your audience, with your followers, with the media, so we can stay on top.
That's great, great. Okay. Now, please tell us what events you have coming up.
We have an event coming up with Mr. Mark Jeffries. I don't know if you remember him. He's from Saving Isaiah with Halle Berry.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yes. He has an event coming up, and it's for entertainers, And those are inspiring artists and, you know, people that's coming up that wanted to take the same road he took. He's from North New Jersey. And okay. We're working on this project. We have 50 Cent. He will be a speaker. He has different cities that he'll be in, Los Angeles, New York, North, different areas. And we're doing 5 stops. And we're also going to have, you know, headliners like Tahiti Boom. He's also one of my clients. He's a representative from the White House. Mr. President Obama calls him the champion of the father.
Wow.
So he's on the father division. Yes, it's going to be pretty, pretty, pretty big. So when I'm actually going to send you that information. I'm going to send you that information
Thanks.
So you can just share that with your audience.
Okay.
Yes.
That's great. Great, great. And what's the date for that event?
The projected date we're looking at is in August.
Okay. Great. All right. Now, what has been your most rewarding work with the media?
It's so many. It's just, it's so much. Wow. I am going to say, I'm going to say I'll say this because I have a lot. I have a whole lot. Okay. So I'm going to say Miss Warwick's birthday party. Everybody and the media wanted to get in. They wanted to take pictures and stuff, and we did it tastefully. We satisfied everybody, and everybody, I'm going to say, went home happy. we even had Clive Davis join. So, and that's big to have Clive Davis there. And everyone is taking shots of him, and, you know, they can say, hey, I was here, you know. The Beacon, I was here, and Clive Davis. You know, that's pretty, pretty big. So, and they appreciated it because they got to capture something that, you know, they wouldn't even think about. So it's my job to make it happen and to keep my media family happy.
That's good. I like that. I like that. Okay. All right. What are some of your short-term and long-term goals with your media company?
Well, my short-term goals is to keep the they call them outlets or social media, and just to keep them up on what's new, you know, what's coming out, the next thing that Triple Access is doing, you know, keeping them informed, you know, always making the tags in the right places, so when they see it, it's like, okay, this is coming up next, you know, but not only doing that with the media outlets, the social media, but also building, again, the relationships of the media outlets. These companies, a lot of people say, okay, well, I want to be in Essence. I want to be in Black Enterprise. They want a lot, but they have to realize they have to go beyond the social media and build relationships. Meaning, when you go to an interview and you're at Black Enterprise, what would you do? I'll tell my clients to bring cupcakes, bring flowers. You want to build relationships with these people. You already have the social media. That's the short term, okay? Because every day you're putting something out new. But how can we get that to last? We need to be every day hitting them with something new, but at the same time, the long term is building positive relationships, genuine relationships, and that's what I do with my clients as well. I hear what you have to say. I take it back. We brainstorm. We say, you know what? Let's hit it this way. As soon as you come in my office, I work. And we have long relationships with all of our clients. So that's how we build the short-term and the long-term relationships that we have with Triple Access Media Relations.
Oh, that's good, because, you know, you're centering this around the people rather than my goal is to increase some type of aspect. So this is excellent. That's
mm-hmm.
good. People are very important. Okay. And speaking
yes,
of people, what would you say would be the most important aspect of branding a company?
Again, the same thing again. When we brand companies, it's getting people to know what your foundation is all about, you know, the heart of your organization. What
right.
can they identify with? You know, your strategies and your services, and how can we build stronger positions and possibilities that you offer with your company? You know, branding awareness campaigns and designs, and of course, copywriting is very, 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 very important. That's very, very important to copyright, and your website strategies. Everyone looks for you on the web. So we go in, and after we brainstorm and we say we place you, you know, the first thing we say is, do you have a website? What do you have a logo? What is your company say? You know, how can we build around your gold and bring it out there so people can say, you know what, I want to work with this company. You know, I want to find out more about this company. So you need a website. That's first and foremost. You need a website. Then you need to have referrals and things like that on your website. Nice comments that people who work with you can place on your website. So, again, it's having people know who you are and what you can bring, and let it be genuine. It's the same thing. Everything has to be genuine, and you have to build strong relationships. So you have to know that people, when people see you, it is the first impression. So, again, when they go to your website, which is a part of branding, they're going to see something polished. They're going to know about your organization and, you know, the creativity of, you know, the designs and, okay, well, I can work with this person, or your strategies and stuff like that. That's what we also do, launch strategies and your slogans and your jingles, but it's more than that. Again, it's always about relationships. And as I always say, every interaction is a transaction, and that's on every level. May you be a mom and pop to a upcoming artist to a big company. Every interaction is a transaction. So we build upon that with branding and marketing and everything else.
Excellent. Now, your company has participated in some youth events. Can you please tell us about the impact that your company have concerning youth?
Okay, well, we started off with FP Youth Outcry. FP Youth Outcry is future potential for the youth in North New Jersey. And we took a liking to Mr. Alterik Best, who is the CEO and founder, because he had a heart for the community. And the way we connected was he said, hey, you know, I know you're a businesswoman. Can we link up and you be on my strategic planning board? Now, I was on his board for about 2 years, and I stayed because I love the children. And when I speak to the children, I let them know that you can do anything you put your mind to, never let someone say you can't do anything, because you can. Forget about the doubters. Forget about the ones who say you can't, because you can. And in that, again, we start staying close to the kids. You know, they have visions too. They have dreams too. And we just stayed. And we just built up the community as well as the youth. And last week he had an engagement, and it was his 10th anniversary. and it went over. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Beautiful. Everyone that gave, everyone that donated time, everyone that came to build up was there. The kids, little King Na, who was actually, he's going to be on Little Big Shot, Steve Harvey.
Yes.
He was one of the speakers. Yes, he was one of the speakers. And he is a, I am so fond of that little boy. He is so cute. He is just so cute. He's adorable. He's a motivational speaker. And whenever he speaks, people listen. He speaks on the streets of Newark, Orange, and other surrounding areas. Africa, he reached to, and he came from FPU's Outcry. And I also had several times great privileges, because he's always moved around, to speak with
right.
him. And, you know, and we give each other information, so it's like a give-and-take relationship. And he's my little buddy. So we have a great impact on the youth around us, and everyone is growing up so lovely. And we're really, really proud. We're really, really proud of them.
Excellent. Now, is there anything else you would like to share that has not been shared with this interview?
Well, I always say relationships, because relationships are important. But I would say, first and foremost, to everyone who is listening, is to keep God first. Now,
right.
a lot of people say, oh, you can't put God in everything. That's wrong.
Right.
That's wrong.
Right.
I need everyone to understand, you can't get as far as you think you can without God.
Right.
And the more you think about it, and you, if you have time to sit back and see how far you came and where you are now, is nobody but the grace of God. Nothing but the grace of God that got you there. So I want to say to everyone that is under the sound of my voice that's listening, that just keep God first. He's the value of your life. He's the core of your life. He's the center of everything. And I promise you, if you keep him first, everything else will fall into place. And
right.
you won't even believe it. But just know, because you followed him, you are right. You are totally all right. And he's going to keep on blessing you. He's going to keep on blessing you. Keep speaking those positive things. And remember, prayer is the key to everything. It is the key to everything. That's the direct connect. And that's it.
All right. And how can individuals contact you?
They can contact me. My tag is just simply at Triple Access NYC on Twitter, on Instagram. Facebook is Triple Access Media Relations. And they can contact me via email. It's info@tripleaccessnyc.com. They can also call me on my office line. And, yes, I'm giving you my office line, because I believe a lot of people say, okay, what was that again? Or is it two C's or is it one C? So it is, my office line is 646-600-9446. I'm going to give it to you again. It's 646-600-9446. That's when you can reach me, and that's where you can follow me and ask me anything you want to ask me.
Thank you so much, Ms. Tracy Anderson. I appreciate you, and may God
mm-hmm.
continue to bless you. And if you have any more clients who would like to come on the AfreeToLoveShow.com, just let me know.
Yes, I greatly appreciate you. Thank you, and God bless you as well.
God bless you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Tracy Anderson with Triple Access. Be sure to connect with her on the social media website. Be sure to like her page, because this is a great media relations company. I have a few announcements to make. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE, or go to the AfreedaLoveShow.com and click on Number One Love Radio. AfreedaLoveShow.com and click on Number One Love Radio. Gospel artists, artist promoters, writers, actors, actress, journalists, anyone with a positive, positive message, be sure to connect with me on Facebook at AfreedaLove, AlFREDALOVE, or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfreedaLoveShow.com. In addition to that, make sure that you pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for each and every one of them, put them all in one line. Call out what they need. Pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous avails much. Let's pray for each other. Let's pray for safety. Let's pray for understanding. Let's pray for unity. And let's pray for our youth most of all. And so continue to pray, 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 because we serve a true and a living God. In addition to that, let's just make sure that we continue to put God first in everything. As Miss Tracy said, we want to put God first in all of our endeavors, because God is breaking through. He is presenting breakthroughs, and we must keep God first. We must keep God at the beginning and at the end. Amen. In addition to that, I have a couple of websites I want you to look at. If you would go to the stellargospelmusic.com, that's STELLAR, gospel music, GOSPEL, music, MUSIC, .com, STELLARGOSPELMUSIC.com, then you will see the gospel website. On this website, you will see a welcome sign, which I welcome each and every one of you. And then, of course, you'll see yours truly. And then we have some new gospel music projects coming out that we're going to display. And if you look on my website, if you look on my Facebook page under Afraid of Love, you will see many new singles that have come out, and I have several more that individuals have sent me. But to inform the Afraid of Love show of any new releases, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com with the artist, title, label, and the release date. Right here you see Sister Yolanda Adams and you see Pastor Winans. I remember that Sister Yolanda Adams, she has a coffee line, and so be sure to check out her coffee line. And then there's Pastor Winans, and God is doing some great things in his life as well. For the shows, we're going to add other individuals, but be sure to support Sister Cassandra Robertson. She's right up the street in Dallas, Texas. She has an event coming up in July, so please be sure to support her and check her out, as well as Miss Solomon, who lives in Grand Prairie. If you have children, be sure to connect with Miss Solomon, who lives in Grand Prairie. Listen to the particular interview. Of course, we have the StellarGospel.com magazine, so be sure to check that out. And then be sure to check out Pastor Kim Burrell. She's on KTSU 90.9 FM, Bridging the Gap with Pastor Kim Burrell. Be sure to check her out. She has some great things going on. In addition to that, Friday's Kinfolk, this is a particular stage show that we had back in, I believe, 2011. Yes, 2011. Be sure to check out those pictures. Enjoy. If you have any scripts or you have any ideas or you want to collaborate, be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Please contact us for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting, emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you click on AfreedaLoveShow.com television, you will see a couple of clips that I have. If you want to advertise your church, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I'm a member of the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco. Dr. Carrie Berkeley is the pastor. In addition to that, if you want to connect with me, you can go to Facebook, Afreda Love, Facebook, Dr. Afreda Imani Love, Facebook, Afreda Imani Love, Instagram, Afreda Love, and LinkedIn, Afreda Love. If you go to About Us, the About Us page, this is an international radio station, and I'm a very passionate leader about this radio station, and I've had the opportunity to interview many leaders and speakers. So if you want to be on the ministry, if you scroll down, you will see AfreedaLoveShow.com interview samples, and you will hear many individuals who have had the opportunity to interview on the AfreedaLoveShow.com. If you want to contact me, you can go and click on your name, email, subject and message, and click the submit button. For services, of course, this is radio, events, speaking. We have books out in a store and also blogs as well. Events around the world. So far, you see the Gigantic Gospel Concert 2016. The World Harvest Outreach Church, and you have many different gospel legends. Please be sure to support that event. It is in Houston, Texas. All right. If you go to afrida.hubpages.com, okay, you will see many different articles, crime and law enforcement, Christianity, education for kids, charities, fashion models, television and TV shows, celebrities, blues music, politics, and political science. You will see many of those aspects, so please be sure to check out that particular site. If you go to afritaloveshow.com, this is the hub for everything, and you will hear some music playing, but I would like to welcome you to this page. Our radio number is 347-843-4981. If you need to contact me, my email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you look on this page, we have many entertainers in media aspects, and this is what our particular ministry is about, and we really focus on the gospel industry. If you go to afritaloveshow.com, this is an outlet for conversation with people all over the world. As you can see, here are many of the different pictures. Right there. If you go to stellargospelmusic.com and you need a speaker or an artist, booking request, you can email and you can put your name, message, and which artist or speaker are you requesting. If you want to be a guest on the radio station, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, and you can email me about any events, new projects, and media opportunities. For building a brand for the spiritual guide, we do have online courses, but this is just a brief example. If you go to brand mapping, you will hear my voice. I will take you through that process. And then, of course, here's one of the maps that we constructed on the afritaloveshow.com. For speaker showcase, we're going to add a speaker's bureau, and we have different topics that we can speak on. And so if you want or if you need any expertise in these particular topics, just email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Of course, we have two gospel legends. We have Sister Yolanda Adams. Remember, she has the coffee line. And then we have gospel legend Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, who has great music. So be sure to support these two ladies in their endeavors. For news and community and media and branding and PR, please be sure to check out Ms. Joy Reed, MSNBC. She has some great news to share from all over the world. She's really into the political arena, so if you want to know anything about politics, just please follow Ms. Joy Reed. Then we have the Daily Beast, Ms. Goldie Taylor. She's out of Atlanta, Georgia, and she covers many of the media and the news and things of that nature. And then, of course, we have yours truly, theafritaloveshow.com. Be sure to follow theafritaloveshow.com. If you would like to come on a national radio program, then theafritaloveshow.com is for you. We have some authors that we're going to add. I still have that one book. And then, of course, we're going to add fashion to this particular site. Okay? All right. So I want you to go real quick to Facebook and type in Afrida Love. Spell my name AlFredaLove. Okay? And on that particular page for the profile picture, you would know that that's me because I'm with Sister Man and Brother Man. All right? Okay. All right. So if you click on my cover, which is the calendar, you'll see July 2016. I want you to look at this particular calendar because some of you are interested in coming on theafritaloveshow.com. On tomorrow, God's will, we have the needs and wants, and that will be at like 9 p.m. Then we will have government official. We'll have a government official, and I will tell you who that is at 9 p.m. on that Monday. Then, of course, we will have Dr. Love at 9 p.m. on that Tuesday because I will have the top 10 billboard, okay? And so be sure to tune in, and I will give you the rest of the dates. But basically, the dates that you see without anything are the dates that are available for you to come on the afritaloveshow.com and be a guest. If you come during the week, Monday through Friday, I will need you to interview with me after 5 p.m. 9 p.m. is a great time to interview with me after 5 p.m. If you come on a Saturday or a Sunday, then on a Saturday, pretty much in the mornings from 6 until like 11 a.m. And then if you come on a Saturday from like probably 6 till midnight, okay? Then if you Sunday, it will have to be after 3 o'clock, okay? So we're going to talk about that schedule as well. Once again, be sure to check out AfredaLoveShow.com. That's AlfredaLoveShow.com. Be sure to check out StellarGospelMusic.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. And then, of course, I have one more website. If you check out ILoveBargains.com, this is a particular website. If you need CDs, if you need books, software, toys, home and garden, audio and visual store, we have some great bargains here. Is part of Amazon, so be sure to check out this particular store. I'm helping to promote this store, and I'm going to add a couple of other individuals to the website so that you can see some of the great things that they're doing and what they have to offer, okay? All right. So if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida Love with AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Have a great day, everybody. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.